With each creation, I create all. This is Dr. Herbie L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with instant illumination. With each creation, I create all. Now, what is each creation? Well, every thought I think is a creation. Every idea that flashes through my mind, however I grab a hold of it or I miss it, is my creation. Every person that I see is my creation from head to toe. Every attitude that I have is my creation from the beginning to the end. Every tree, every house, every bird, every bee, no matter what it is that I may see, that's my creation. And I create it lovingly, joyously, wonderfully, excitedly, and momentarily. And each is created now in its perfect form, in its ideal form, in its ideal program. It is just wonderful the way it is, and I create it now. I may create in another instant more things. I may create in the now, in my allness, more things. There is no tomorrow, there is no yesterday, there is only now. I create every thought I think as a reality in my world. I create it by my thinking about it, by my observing it, by my being aware of it, because it's a projection from within. And there are many projections from within me that I'm not aware of. There are many projections that go out into my world that go out and carry the message of being created and being there that I hadn't thought much about. When I think a hateful thought, sometimes I don't realize how that hateful thought is going to grow and grow and grow and grow and be all that my hate is in me. If I have a lot of hate, wow, that can be a terrible thought. If I have thoughts of love, then that same thing grows and grows and grows. Now, personally, I like to live my life from the attitude of unconditional love. I like to look at everybody, everything, every place, every experience that I create in my world as fantastic, glorious, supercalifragilistic, loving, 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 loving. I like to create from that point of view because that's who I am and that's what I am. And hey, that's what I want to experience. If I am unconditionally loving, then everything in my world will be unconditionally loving without exception. Everything in my world will be unconditionally loving without exception. And the reason I can say that is that everything is a creation of my thought. And if my thought comes out of my unconditionally loving being, out of my unconditional love, which is immortal, eternal, everlasting, whatever you want to say about it, if I am only unconditionally loving, then everything I think, say, do, or experience is going to be unconditionally loving. Sounds kind of good, doesn't it? Now, to do that, I must train myself to be unconditionally loving. You train yourself to be unconditionally loving? Yes, that's right. I train myself to be unconditionally loving by not judging anything. I don't like the word not, but it fits the point here. By being judgmentless. I have no judgments inside of me about anybody. I look at it and I say, yeah, I like that, or I don't like that. But that doesn't mean I judge it as it being good or bad. For me, I want to partake in that particular experience or I don't. It doesn't make the experience good, bad, or indifferent. Now, when the queen is coronated and the big show, everybody likes to go, and I don't choose to go. The queen is lovely, she's a beautiful person, and her coronation would be a marvelous experience to add in my luxury experiences, but I have other things I want to do. And I don't choose to spend the money to go over there. It doesn't turn me on. It doesn't turn me off, but it doesn't turn me on. You understand? Now, there are many beautiful women in this world, and I don't choose to marry them all, but man, are they wonderful. They're beautiful women that would just turn on any heart that is in keeping with happiness and joy and loveliness. And you know, there are many men in this world that I would enjoy having as friends. And yet I don't go out and cultivate their friendship because they're not really what I want to have as a personal friend right at this moment. But if I wanted them as a personal friend right at this moment, then I would cultivate their friendship. Now, what does cultivating friendship mean? What does cultivating relationships mean? What does cultivating the creative thought of our mind mean? What does that mean? Well, it just means that wherever my thought is, that is my experience. With each creation, I create all. With each creation, I bring forth in my life everything that is. So, when I work from the premise of unconditional love, then every experience I have is one of unconditional love, and that's pretty nice. That's a pretty exciting experience to have everything be unconditional love. Now, you say, why doesn't everyone do that? If that's so good, you think that everyone would like to be unconditionally loving and have unconditional love in their lives and so forth. Well, that's not true. I want unconditional love because I feel comfortable with not judging anyone. I feel comfortable with not feeling that I must tell someone else how to live their life. I feel comfortable with not having any attitude in my mind that says about me or anything else that it is what I want to do or not what I want to do. It doesn't make any difference. I judge not. I have no lust for another person's property. I have no desire for another person's car or their gadgets. And I like gadgets, but I don't have a desire for theirs. I have a desire perhaps for a gadget like that one. And I want my own. I want a new one, or I want one that's in perfect working condition, whatever the case may be. And I get it, because that's where I place my consciousness. I do not possess anything that belongs to anybody else, or not want anything that belongs to anybody else. I am unconditionally loving. I just love everything and everybody, and lo and behold, all of these wonderful things just manifest in my life in the most beautiful and unexpected, oftentimes, ways, because I am unconditionally loving. I am one-pointed. I think always unconditional love. I think no matter how a person acts, no matter how silly or stupid it may be, I am able to look at that person, turn to that person and say, boy, that was an interesting thing that you did there. What benefit do you think we're going to draw from that? And maybe it's not a benefit at all. Maybe it's harmful. And that's an anti-benefit, you might say. And the person says, well, I wasn't thinking when I did it. And you don't say, you were too, and you did it on purpose, and you're a stupid jerk. You know, if you start saying something like that, you're getting yourself in trouble. Okay. So, how do we keep ourselves from getting into trouble? How do we keep ourselves flowing with whatever is good and beautiful and fantastic? How do we keep ourselves in the race, if you will, in the program of what is good and beautiful and good? How do we do it? Well, we do it very simply. We do it by being ourselves and having fun. We do it by every single thing we do is a joy. It's a wonderful, joyous experience for us to encounter in our life, and we just have lots of fun doing it. Now, can you do that? Can I do that? Can everyone do that? Yes. With each creation, I create all. How do I want to create? Do I want to create out of an unconditional loving heart? Or do I want to create out of a jealous heart? Do I want to create out of a possessive heart, out of a judgmental heart? Out of what kind of heart do I want to create? Out of what kind of thought system do I want to create? Well, whatever the thought system is that I have to create, then that is the type of experience that I'm going to have. It's just so simple. Whatever the thought creation is that I have, however I create, that is exactly what I'm going to have. Now, interesting, isn't it? So, think about that. Think about that for yourself. Think about that for how you would work and how you would act and how you would live and how you would be. Are those things the way that you'd like to do it? Well, if you set your course to unconditional love in everything you do, you will always be happy, and you will always live a very marvelous life. You can set your life to the course of unconditional love. I'm doing it. And it takes a little effort sometimes when I see something that shakes me just a little bit. Nope! I love you. You're free to be whatever you want. And the moment I free them and I love them, it no longer bothers me. I no longer think that I have to make a comment that might be negative. I no longer think that I have to make an observation or judgment. I no longer think that it's in my possessive world. I just release it. And when I do that, all of a sudden, the whole thing just settles itself into its beautiful format, and it disturbs no one, least of all me. It just goes its way, and I am the wonderful, happy, joyous person that I am. Kind of nice. Kind of exciting. But really, that's what it's all about. And that's what we're all about. We are this joyous, happy, wonderful being, whatever we choose to be, and we experience it outwardly, openly, beautifully, all the time. Think about that. Because when you think about that, you'll realize that life is wonderful. Life is great. Life is exciting. And life is thrilling beyond all measure. So, with each creation, I create all. And I use as my slide or my tool to create, I use unconditional love. And in using unconditional love, all of my creations are fun, joyous, fulfilling, rewarding, exciting. Just like you. You are joyous, fulfilling, rewarding, exciting, and fun, because you are your own creator. Okay? I love you. I love you. I love you.